successful party needs planning and skill. Whether it's a special carnival designed for gay entertainment, or a game party in a home, a birthday party, a holiday party, they all take planning, and they should all be fun. Now, the party Jean, Nora, and Eileen are planning. What of its purpose?
The main idea is to introduce Steve to the game and show him a wonderful time.
Yeah, and show everyone a nice time.
Welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only frizzy-haired, four-eyed Napalm Nanny. And at the moment, many of us are in quarantine, and I can almost guarantee most of you guys are either pantless, braless, or both, and you're staring into the abyss of a black screen. So I'm here to give you guys a little break from it all. So I suggest, you know, either getting up to dance to a couple of these tunes or going out for a walk while listening to a couple of these tunes, but get moving. And we are fortunate to live during a time where we can still virtually connect with one another while still keeping a safe distance. So being in self-quarantine isn't all that bad. And so because my nose is always in a book and I frequently find myself in a Google rabbit hole, I'm full of useless knowledge, but useless knowledge that I can share with you guys. So some random trivia that you can share at your next party is the history of the car radio. And the first car radio that was introduced to the market was in 1922 by Chevrolet. And the antenna covered the entire roof while the batteries could barely fit under the seat. And then it wasn't until the early 1930s that the Galvin brothers picked up the invention and created the first commercial car radio. And so they named the less cumbersome car radio Motorola, combining the familiar Victrola with the word motor. And so the Motorola radio became a standard feature in most cars. And so the luxury of having music or the latest episode of Napalm Nanny in the Shack in your car was no easy feat. Radios were typically stationary, so it was easy for signals to lock on. But in a moving car, it was like trying to hit a moving bullseye. And with that being said, I hope that you guys get up and move around, and while you're at it, put some good tunes on your playlist.
I fell in love with your body and soul. My don't stop to shout. I'm telling you now, I'm cutting out. Can't take no more, you're doing me wrong. You're bad, I'm sad, it's the same old song. Don't start to cry, don't try to pout. I just don't get it, I'm cutting out.
Our friend Happy Joe Lucky has the right idea. Relax and light up a better tasting Lucky Strike. You'll find that Luckies do taste better, and for good reasons. First, LSMFT. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And then that fine, good tasting tobacco is toasted. It's toasted to taste even better, cleaner, fresher, smoother. So light up a Lucky. You'll say it's the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
And you know what else I can guarantee? That while you guys are watching or listening to your favorite shows, some of you guys are going to be dealing with some annoying ads. And ads weren't always regulated. There was such a thing as advertisements for tobacco. And in the early 1900s, people were growing worried by the rise of lung cancer death rates. And although worried, they didn't exactly suspect cigarettes. And now this is where companies used the public's fear to ramp up sales. They claimed that it wasn't all cigarettes that gave you problems, just the competition. And this is where Lucky Strike steps in and they start using physicians in their ads. It was in 1930 that they published how, and I quote, 20,679 physicians say Luckies are less irritating. And the number is completely skewed because Luckies sent cartons of cigarettes to physicians asking what their thoughts were on their cigarettes, if their cigarettes were gentler on sensitive throats, while also noting a good many people had already thought they were. So always question the source, you guys.
Sweet disposition. know you're out of sight.
Able to break some of the boredom that you guys are facing while in self-quarantine. And as usual, I am incredibly grateful for the support and love I've received. Thank you guys so much. And I hope you all enjoy this quarantine special. So again, thanks for listening in. I am your host, Napalm Nanny. Till next time.